2016 presidential campaign. And stocks opening higher this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The calendar says April, but the weather pattern is more like late May or early June. Lots of sunshine again today with a high in the middle 80s. Increasing clouds, mild tonight, overnight low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. A weak front approaching on Wednesday, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday and back to the mid-80s Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey directed that flags be flown at half staff today in honor of 21-year-old Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy Jeremias Young. Young died from his injuries following an on-duty crash while responding to a call. Jeremias Young's funeral service will be held today. Montgomery police are investigating a Saturday shooting that left a man critically injured. MPD responded to the 3800 block of Harrison Road about 11 a.m. to find an unidentified man suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. Police later determined the shooting happened in the 1200 block of Perry Hill Road. Alabamians will go to the polls tomorrow to cast their vote in the 2024 primary runoff elections. The Republican and Democratic runoffs for the 2nd Congressional District are among the biggest races on the ballot. Exercise your right to vote tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam,
It could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My creepers always stuck.
It's our potty body.
Yeah. So our cheeks feel flat.
So
everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I hope you're having a great day. It is a Monday, the 15th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm here, Amy Beth Shaver's here, Sky's here, Big Dave, Jeeves Petroff, everybody making sure that we reach out to over half the people in the state of Alabama. But happy, happy tax day to you. Whoop, whoop. Wow, I feel so good. Amy Beth Shaver, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Taxes, taxes. Isn't it wonderful just to pay for the things that our government does for us?
Oh, we're so lucky.
I know we really are. Very blessed.
We're blessed to have them send money to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're blessed to have them send money to where else? Anywhere else that is not needed. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful they don't send any money to the border to handle that.
No, you can't do any border. There's not enough money to do the border. We got to pass something to do something. I mean, even some of the Republicans, I'm a big fan of the kind of the bombers, the back row, backbench bombers. But this whole thing in Washington where they've said, we're going to blow everything up, we're not going to pass anything until, you know, y'all do something about the border. I'm like, I don't understand that. That's not any skin off Joe Biden's nose. They're not making him do anything. We're just kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. But that's another thing. And so we're celebrating today. It is celebratory because I figured out years ago that basically I should be happy that they paved the roads, because that's what I think I use from the federal government. And so we pay taxes out the yin yang for paved roads so that you can go to work. I mean, that's almost that is the argument. That's what they finally got to. They try to give me the whole the military thing,
right?
Who are supposed to be protecting us, but we're giving our country away to foreign countries. So I'm not sure exactly who the military is defending us from. And which military is that? Would that be the one that's paying for transgender surgeries and is all into diversity, equity, inclusion? Which, look, I know you're going to be shocked to hear this. But one of these days, Americans of the minority communities, racial minorities, are going to wake up and realize that diversity, equity, inclusion is not about them.
No,
it
Scott.
It is about social, it is about who you like. Now, when I say like, I mean like, like, who you like. It's not about having more black Americans in the military. We've had, black Americans have been serving in the military for what? Since almost 100 years now. It's not about Hispanics in the military. It's not about Asians in the military. It's not about blacks, Hispanics, or Asians in leadership in the military. The military is strongly focused on LGBTQXYZ666 issues. That's where their diversity, equity, and inclusion is going. So that means that black men are being ignored for promotion so that they can put some sort of transgender homosexual person in front of them. Hispanic men are as well. Hispanic women as well. I mean, it was just a few years ago that everybody thought, oh no, the military, we're going to be the social change. It's just awesome. We're going to put, women are going to be everywhere. And we've skipped them too.
Yeah, pretty much.
So exactly what are we getting for the tax dollars that we pay, Sky? As we celebrate Tax Day, the one day of the year where we can all come together, and, I mean, it's the greatest day of the year. It's the most wonderful time. I mean, I put dollars up. I had a little tax tree decorated with dollars, and it's kind of like Christmas. Had some eggs, kind of like Easter. You'd open them up. The little kids were opening them up. They'd find them. They're like, Uncle Scott, there's no money in my egg. I'm like, no, I know, because we had to give it to the government. That's what we did.
I always like to write a little note, you know, in the memo line on the check that I see. Yes. I always like to have a little fun with that. You know?
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
You know what?
Taxation
I love that
stuff.
Idea.
I tried that one year. I got audited for that.
Try to
make it a little more subtle.
And you know things have gone very badly wrong when y'all saw what happened at the fight, at the UFC fight, and the Brazilian fighter, what he said.
What did he say?
What's gone badly wrong in America, where we're just lucky they do pave the roads and leave some potholes. Last night, Brazilian fighter Renato Moicano went viral after his victory over Jalen Turner at UFC 300, and he gave a shout out to Ludwig von Mises. That is the, gosh, can you get any more conservative or understanding the principles of economic theory? And here is a Brazilian fighter telling us why he loves America to go read Mises and about the six economic principles. And here we are, you know, we're writing taxes as if it's our privilege to do so. And I think, oh my gosh, things have gone so wrong that this guy's here telling us about economic theory that we should understand. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we've handed our lives over to DEI, SEL, CRT, all the crap policies, mm-hmm. because we're lucky to do so. Because they want us back on the economic slavery plantation. And here's a person who understands this clearly. It's shocking to me.
What I love about these UFC fighters, and a bunch of these guys that have made the news over the last few years, or I guess, last couple of years, many of them presenting the gospel.
Yeah.
God bless them. And it's tough for me being from Alabama because I'm still of the old mindset, hey, look, try to keep the profanities down.
Yes, please.
So you see these guys, and they're talking about things that are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's being a little highbrow about economic theory. And he says, and I'll try to clean up as much as I can, I'm a huge advocate of the First Amendment. And of course, I want the $300,000 bonus, but they're not going to give me because somebody says this is effing Disney. You cannot curse. So I'm not going to do my speech, but first of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to effing
Carry all the effing guns. I love private property. If you care about your effing country, read Ludwig von Mises and the six lessons of the Austrian economic school, mother.
Put in a rap song, man.
That is so good.
It was awesome. Now, look, before you go, wait a minute. Who's Mises? Mm-hmm. He was a prominent economist. You and I are on Blaze Media. He had a major influence on the Austrian School of Economics. He advocated for limited government intervention in economic affairs and promoted the idea of free markets. I'm trying to remember one of the books that somebody had me read from that institute. But anyway, I just thought this is absolutely astounding on the eve of tax day that we have a Brazilian fighter telling us what we actually need to know. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peterson, who saw it, made a great point. He said it was unspeakably great, but he said, what a world. The satirist or Christian, the left shields for big pharma, and the deadly boxers have become profound economic philosophers. That's really where we are.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. But I heard that on the way in, Scott, and I said to myself, this is a man's topic, and I'm for the patriarchy. and you know, on tax day,
right,
on the day when most people have worked either into late March, early April, all the way into May before your paycheck is actually your paycheck.
Right.
Depending on that illustrative, you know, system of taxes that we have. Mm-hmm. I thought, this is ironic.
And we've trained people in such a weird way. Like when they decided to come up with the, number one, when they came up with income tax. Mm. And if you go back and look at how they did it and some of the arguments and some of the members of Congress back then, I don't remember when they put it in, but when they were debating it, I think it was a constitutional amendment, wanted a limit. Hey, look, there's got to be some limit. We got to put some limit on here. If we're going to do this, there needs to be a limit. And people are like, there's no, and this is exactly the argument from the left when it comes to things like the Bill of Rights. Mm. If you go back and study the Bill of Rights, they passed the Constitution, they came back, and a bunch of guys said, hey, look, we need to enumerate these rights. And the rest of them are like, why do you need to enumerate rights? Everybody understands God-given rights. Everybody understands these rights. And they basically were saying, they said it more eloquently. There's dummies, and then there's people who will forget it. So we need some Bill of Rights.
Sorry.
And you got the same kind of thing with the income tax. There are people like, hey, look, we need to have, and they're like, what do you mean? Well, let's just put it like at 2%. 2%? Let's put it at 5%. 5%? It'll never be more. Are you crazy? Americans are that stupid. You don't need that. We're never going to tax at that kind of. That's ridiculous. Okay, fine. And that's what our side always says. Fine. Oh, okay, man. We won't put a limit. I know. Yeah, it would be stupid to ever have more than 2 or 5% or whatever it was. And then what are people paying?
Oh, gosh. I mean, just where to begin?
Unbelievable amounts. And you pay your taxes, and then you take the money you have left, and you go to buy something, and then you got to pay taxes on that. And you just pay taxes every time you turn around. The dollar just keeps running through the mill, and the government keeps taking a little bit more out of it. And you're like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
It's true.
May I have another? It's just so annoying. And then the fact that they take it out of your check, and you never see it.
Mm.
See, I personally believe taxes should have to be written regularly.
Law would be changed like
they do
in
for
6 months.
For small business owners. But the business owners have to write it every quarter, but all their employees just have it taken out. And then we've got the next big trick, which is, I said something about tax day being a holiday, but there are millions of Americans who are like, I can't wait, I'm getting my tax refund. Tax refund.
Yeah, no
refunds.
And
I'm like, wait a minute now. You paid $100. I'm just going to give you them. And they're going to give you back $50. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoop, $50. And I'm like, what about your other $50?
Scott, yeah, a lot of those people that are celebrating the big refund, they didn't actually pay any taxes.
Oh.
I have heard the comment you're talking about. I am familiar with that. I was getting to the next set of people. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this would be the first set of people who are getting part of their money back, and they're celebrating it because it was their savings account.
Right.
Was let the government have it and then give it back to me, and I'll celebrate, which gives them a positive view of tax day, even though they paid a bunch of taxes.
Yes.
But they got part of it back. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, as a newlywed, my father-in-law burst my bubble when I said something like that, and he said, it was already your money.
Yeah.
It was your money to start with.
It was your money to start with. Like, there's no celebrating. And I was like,
And then
I also had to write my own taxes as an independent contractor. And so I understood right when I started working, oh, crap, this is horrible. But then he tells me that the next time when we're newlyweds and we're paying taxes, I'm like, we get money back. And he's like, honey, it was already your money.
Right.
And I was like, ew, that was painful.
And then the next set of people, with only a minute left, are the people this guy is talking about, which is the set that aren't really paying it. I like the folks, because we just don't even know that there's this group out there a lot of times that aren't paying, because there's another set after that one.
Oh, really?
That's the set that's just not paying.
Mm.
Then there's the set that really should be celebrating, okay? They're the ones who get money back and didn't pay anything at all and get money back for not paying anything.
How do you wrangle that?
It's fairness, Sky. It's just fair.
Okay.
It's only fair for you to pay and them to get
fairness too. Yeah.
I mean, I thought fairness ended when you're like, look, can I just not pay anything? Oh, no, you get extra. We'll be back.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It is a happy, happy tax day to you. Whoop, whoop. All right. It's going to be awesome. Just for my one last little thing, you're going to mess with Sky first?
Well, I just, Sky, yes. I just want you to know I see you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just don't want you to take it for granted that I don't see, I see you. I think, I don't know if
I
talked
like
about
I see
watery.
You to make the show happen or one of those I see you like.
No, I see you. It's not please. Like I see dead people. It's like I right. see you.
Okay.
And I had watery coffee and I stopped for breakfast because I was almost hangry. And the coffee was as watery as the coffee I made at home. I now have a strong cup of coffee, and I just am fully focused now. My game face is on. I'm ready.
Okay.
Sky, I'm ready.
Okay.
Because we've got to talk about Happy, Happy Tax Day. I'd really like the song to introduce Tax Day to be the one that they played for the NCAA tournament. Ludacris is saying, get out the way. You know,
get
back up.
Yeah.
You know, back up. Like, I want to tell that to the government. Mm-hmm. Just back up. But we're going to talk about economic theory because it's fun.
That's what everybody wants
Yeah, everybody
to
wants to talk about that.
Sky, you got any updates? Any family updates?
I do. I had a very nice week. Martha's out of the ICU at Baptist South, which means it's great. I'm not limited to 1 hour at a time with 3 hours off, which is very difficult to stay. So she's sounding great. Improvements every day. We sat up in there Saturday night till late, watched a movie. Sunday, she was even better. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I called, and she answered her phone on my first attempt, second ring, and she complained about the hash browns.
So there you
go. That's great, man.
I love it.
Yeah, she's really doing great. Now it's on to some serious physical therapy. But,
good deal. That's good news.
Very cognizant, very, very strong mentally. This is the best she's been since the staff in the shunt was diagnosed. So
very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Yes. I like the positive updates.
Keep it too. And y'all keep praying, please.
Keep going. Right before we go to the phones, let's remind people that sharecropping was, according to Bull City, sharecropping was like slavery under another name. Let's see. NPR also said that. What did NPR say?
What if your
PBS
had some relatives in your family that were sharecroppers? Wait a minute.
They were basically slaves. Okay. PBS said that sharecropping was slavery rerouted.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. You know.
But so here's my question, which I've brought up before. I know people who've listened to the show for a number of years. PBS, sharecropping, slavery by another name. Sharecropping, you worked on somebody else's land, you were a tenant farmer, and then you gave them a percentage. And unless I'm terribly mistaken, those percentages were never
onerous.
More than like 25%, which would have been high. So somebody explain to me why working your butt off and giving someone else, we'll say, 10-15% of what you earned was slavery when somebody else does it. But when the government takes half, if not more, of everything you make.
Oh, Scott, now you're in trouble.
Why is that morally right, but sharecropping was an evil? No, I'm being serious as a heart attack. Somebody in the little history world, the pointy-headed academics, need to explain to me why that is the case. You think they're going, hold on, Sky, brace yourself for the phone calls, okay. Because they will all be calling simultaneously any minute, like 3, 2, 1, ring, ring, ring. Oh, they're not going to call and explain to me why that was terrible, that was awful. I'm not saying I'm for it. But I'm just saying, why does the government get to take half of everything you make and you're supposed to be happy about that?
Well, because government is God.
That's right. That's different.
Yeah, so the real God says, hey, why don't you give me 10%? If you feel like it, give me all the gifts you want. But 10's all I really need. 10's what I'm going to write down. A tithe is pretty much, look, I think that will be good. And, But government can take half.
Whenever they want.
And give it to people who may or may not work.
Because they like it and they want to.
Because those who may or may not work end up being the two wolves voting against the sheep on who to eat for lunch. So let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Happy tax day to you.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien. Hey, I'll tell you why you ought to be happy the government's taking your money, and okay. It's not slavery. Well, because first off, in sharecropping, there wasn't a fair amount of workforce distributed in there. Most of that was, I'm guessing because I wasn't around, but I'm going to say there's a lot of black folks involved in sharecropping, and maybe not as many white folks. So it was racially not diverse. The DIE was not incorporated in, so.
Oh, I got you.
That's racism. So, I think that answer holds up. I think you'd have a hard time arguing with me about that. What else were y'all talking about?
Did NPR have anything to say about the sweatshops in the northern industries where they had children working, 60, 80 hours a week and had the company store?
No,
I didn't mention that.
Nor the mine.
No. Okay, didn't mention that. No. Okay.
Neither one of those.
That's unusual.
I mean, look, it was an opportunity to work. That's what they were doing. They were providing opportunities for jobs. Sharecropping, slavery.
Yeah, I got
it. It's all about perspective. It's all about what political view you want to push forward.
Well, we wouldn't even have America if it wasn't for slavery, so I guess we just need to, take our medicine and deal with it. And y'all said something Friday about being responsible for the sins of our fathers. No, that was on a different show. But anyway, they had made the point that, a cop had gotten shot, and OJ it was. They let that guy get off because of Rodney King. So if that's how we're supposed to pay for mistakes of the past by people we may or may not have known to have equality for people who probably didn't know anybody that they're getting the equality from. That's just, I don't know.
It's not going to work. You're right about that. Eric the Dog, we appreciate you, brother. What happened to Craig? Craig, hopefully Craig will be back up after the break. We got to take one.
Away was more than they seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures. With lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with a float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place.
place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So here, folks who've done a little research recently, because I did this years ago, and the numbers were in the 25% range for sharecropping. If you go search today, now look, I could be wrong from the old days. I could be wrong. But if you go and search for the percentages now on the interwebs, public broadcasting says 30 to 50%.
Of what?
Of your crop.
Was the payment.
Was the payment to the property owner. If you go down a little further, you can find NCpedia, which I don't know who that is. Rates range from 25% to 100%.
100%.
I'm like, 100%. Right. Uh-huh. Anyway, then years ago I saw it at 25%, but it looks like public television is really rolling with the 50, which is making it, they're two or three of the top search results on the Googles, so most people will, all the little kids doing their homework report will say 50%. So see, that kind of busts my argument when you say, well, hey, they used to give 50%, we'll give 50% to the government. I don't, maybe it was that high. I'm doubting it, but maybe it was. Let's go out to Gray Rider. Gray Rider, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for talking.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling to say that, that 50%, it would depend on the landowner and what he done. If you were just doing his land, but he provided the seeds and or provided other stuff, yeah, you would negotiate. It may be up to 50% because he had...
So if you had nothing and he gave you the house, he gave you the animals, he gave you the fertilizer, he gave you the seed, he gave you the tools...
And you gave him the sweat and the work and the know-how, then y'all split it. And if you came in and just worked the land and you had your own stuff, you could be 10, 15%, 20%. Just, it was negotiable is what y'all done.
That makes sense. Hey, Gray Rider, how would you negotiate 100%? A bad negotiator?
With a shotgun.
Fair enough. I got you. Yeah.
But when I was growing up, I knew kids whose dad is, you know, they grew up sharecroppers. And my uncle, I was a lot of them down here, and a lot of white sharecroppers. I don't think it was all a black thing. He had him a little farm and everything, but, you know, little small farmers would go out and talk to other farmers. And they'd do their farm and sharecrop others. That's how you built up money to buy more land or to improve, you know, have something in the bank so that you could do more things.
Isn't that exactly the same thing as, hey, look, if you'll let me cut the hay on your land or whatever, I'll give you half the hay or I'll give you a quarter of the hay? It's exactly the same thing. And it doesn't sound too terrible when you say it that way.
Because back in the 40s and 50s, even if you were blessed to still have a lot of land, a lot of times you didn't have the money to work the land. So you looked for people to help you because you couldn't afford to do it yourself. It was just laying there. So somebody come up and do it for you, you was making money off of it. You were both happy.
Right.
So, I mean, there was a lot of bad situations, but there's a lot of good situations that everybody went in with their eyes wide open.
And, great point, Gray Rider.
And as for these professors, well, you know, all those booger biters up there, they may not have been born as stupid as they are, but, you know, they've worked a lot of years in college to get that way.
I like that, Gray Rider. Appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate y'all, too. Y'all keep at it.
Yes, sir. They may not have been born that stupid, but they've worked at
that
it for a long time.
That is something I'm surprised it hasn't come out of your mouth.
Oh, it will a lot now. Now the Gray Rider gave it to me. Let's go to Skipper. Skipper, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi, guys. Tax day. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! You got it, man. Celebration.
I actually had to go pay a little bit to the state. Got a little bit back from the feds. The state's a little more forgiving. If you hold your mouth right, you know, you can say, well, I ain't got it right now. They'll make arrangements with you. The feds say they'll do that, but they're more likely to kick your door down and take your dog and your cow.
You're right about that.
Luckily, I got a little bit back from the feds, a very little bit. But anyway, sharecropping. My father was much older than my mother, 14 years older than my mother, actually. And his family, my grandfather and grandmother were married. They lived in South Alabama, were married when my grandfather was 17 and she was 16. And they got their own place. My great-grandfather sharecropped and had a little farm. My grandfather sharecropped. And he didn't, it wasn't 50%, it was less than 50%. But as far as the black and white component, there was the man who my grandfather sharecropped for, also had a black family that sharecropped for him on another portion of land. And my grandfather and this black gentleman both had the same percentages taken out. And he didn't have a special deal just because he was white. He paid the same thing that the black family sharecropping did.
In Alabama? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
in
that.
In South Alabama, Crenshaw County, Alabama.
Oh, my.
And my grandfather managed to do other things along with the sharecropping. My dad and my uncle and my aunt worked on the farm taking care of things. He cut cross ties for the railroad, for some other landowners. My grandmother made quilts. They canned goods and out of their coal of the sharecropping, and they did all this and eventually wound up owning their own land. And a good piece of land, and were able to open their own little country store for many years. And they all did this because of sharecropping. And you know, and to hear my grandfather talk about it, the times that I heard him talk about the old times when they were just getting started, he would mention quite often. You know, he would say, you know, the lot of the sharecroppers that were in our area, they all paid the same fees. And he said it was a little steep. I think it was upwards of about 25%, but they had different deals on different crops
right.
and things. And everybody got paid. Everybody paid the same thing. So there was not any, you know, I mean, I can't speak for the whole state of Alabama and the whole thing, but I do know that in that neck of the woods, everybody was pretty much on the same class and paid the same fees at sharecropping. And they made a living out of it, and the black family became very prosperous too. They did a lot of stuff, and wound up owning a bunch of land, and had kids that went on to go to college, and et cetera, et cetera. So I don't see anything wrong with it, I think that's an overblown. The PBS thing is overblown. I think they're stretching it.
Well, they got to make. They have to make everything in American history absolutely terrible, and if they can find something that worked well for, but you know what? I would like to sharecrop for cattle. Like you, let me use your pasture. I'll give you part of the cows part of the baby cows. Man, that's kind of what. You know, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I can't buy all the land, and we'll work out a deal.
Yeah. Well, y'all be safe and try to keep Uncle Sam out of your pocket as much as you can, and try not to give K. Ivy too much either.
we'll lay off Meemaw today because this is a federal day of happiness. Thanks, Skipper.
Meemaw got $389. Meemaw got $389 of my hard-earned money this morning. I'm gonna see her and ask her when supper is so I can eat with her.
Good deal. We got to take a break. Sam from Pike County, Randall, lots of folks want us to talk about this. We'll be back.
little Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got it.
You've got it. Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. They are your citizen-supported truth teller. Check them out. They've got all the good stories about Alabama. And this is a short segment. Greg Phillips is with us. He's supposed to be gone. And why aren't you here? Because you were going somewhere and the government took off today? Are they off for tax day?
So we've been working on getting a bunch of pastors that were detained down in, or not detained, but arrested, convicted, thrown in a dungeon, beat. Yeah, it's all kinds of things down in Nicaragua. I've been working on this for months and months and months. We finally got the Nicaraguan government to move, and the United States government did not.
That's such a shock.
Look, we've got an opportunity to save Greg. Some pastors. These are Christians, right? Yes, sir, they are. Well, we're taking off on Monday. What holiday is that? Tax day.
Tax day.
The one, you would think the federal government, federal workers would just be getting after it today. Like, of all the days.
No,
what are you doing? I'm working.
This is like Christmas for the government. Okay.
It is Christmas for the government. I love that.
I was opening boxes and it was full of money.
You know, I probably ought to save myself a lot of pain and heartache and maybe an assassination by saying that actually they've all been really helpful so far.
They've done good.
Yeah, they've been great.
Except for today.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
It's a bipartisan deal. I've never complimented the Biden administration, not one single time, but the State Department, DHS, even the administration itself has been super helpful. It's been a bipartisan effort. House, Senate, Republicans, Democrats, far left, far right, everybody has come together to work on this project, and it's just been amazing. And hopefully sometime here in the next 48 hours or so, we'll have all of these people freed and brought to safety.
That's outstanding.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's literally when you sent the text, that didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, me either. It's truly a miracle. We've all been talking about living a miracle and being near it and thinking, you know, you're about to lose, you know, 15 people's lives and then have it just turned all the way around, you know, but God, right?
Amen.
That's fantastic. That is good stuff.
That's very good. Okay. What do you even say about that? Because I know there's going to be more to say after you get back, after you can talk about it. But it is truly a remarkable story. But we'll have to wait about 3 weeks for it.
Well, Greg Phillips, while I was saying, it's got that, it's playing that Mission Impossible music in the background.
He even has his, like, army shirt on.
He's got his Zelensky starter set.
I've got my bag in the car, everything I
need. He's got his go bag.
Zelensky starter kit. Yeah.
Except
shirt.
He's a man of honor.
Yeah, exactly. He's actually going to go do something.
So there's that.
not destroy my country, lie to everybody on the planet.
Or wear heels in my
kill millions.
My little side life.
Oh, you think Sam from Pike County can get it done in 2 minutes?
Well, Sam can do it. I believe in him.
Joe and Randall.
Yeah.
Be after that. Sam from Pike County, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be brief.
Yes, sir.
Greg sounds like he's having a good time. I know when I was running around Central America with the Army Engineers, I was told I would miss it. And those years, they still, like, I go back to them time and again for good stories. What I was going to say, our family, of course our family, we worked sharecroppers. You know, so I was born in 65, I was 100 years after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting off track already. People forget, it was about survival. That's the main thing, man. The poor helping the poor. You know, the idea of the great plantation owner with thousands. No. And but I want to shout out to Gray Hair Rider and different people talking about it. There was the negotiation and the landowner, and it was all done by mules. You know, so right now you'd have one person that would be out there plowing pretty much from now till August. You know, just because you're going a half row at a time, 40 acres on a mule, and actually the math works out. Everybody grew corn, the sharecroppers, they would shell peanuts during the winter, but you had to watch the hail because they would end up eating, you know, the seed for next year if you didn't. But but it was really about survival, man. I've got all those stories from the family, and I'm very proud of the family and what we did. And you just had to get my father's height.
Sam, we got a roll, brother.
About the depression. I know, man. Listen, it was bad in the depression and people, but sharecropping got people through. And John Kennedy, when the Kennedy swept through.